April is National Minority Health Month, so we're diving into a resource from the Office of Minority Health about maternal health care. I preview this free resource for you, including a nifty design feature. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Anne-Marie Liebel, and this is 10 Minutes to Better Patient Communication from Health Communication Partners. Our course, Equitable Patient Education, promotes high-quality clinical practice in patient education by helping prevent avoidable errors. Learners say there's a lot of eye-opening information I hadn't considered before. For more information, visit healthcommunicationpartners.com. Now, last month was so cool. Celebrating Women's History Month, we did 3 interviews with women in health. If you missed any of those, I'm going to drop the links in the notes. But we're keeping this train going into National Minority Health Month with a resource on maternal health. There's been a lot going on in maternal health lately. I'm watching you, CMS. So if you need to brush up or you're looking for heaps of resources and some good stories, this freely available course is for you. We're going to flip back into the archives for my review. So the course is called Culturally and Linguistically Appropriate Services in Maternal Health Care. It's free. Anyone can take it. You have to sign up with an email address. And the course is designed, quote, for maternal health care providers and students seeking knowledge and skills related to cultural competency, cultural humility, person-centered care, and combating implicit bias across the continuum of maternal health care, end quote. Now, I'm thinking strategically, and you might be as well. Many people are having to build coalitions or build arguments about some elements of women's health and health equity. So I'm going to talk about this course as a strategic resource. Okay, here we go. Reproductive injustice. Weathering. Medical apartheid. Institutional racism. Slavery's existing impact on the U.S. medical systems and on how doctors treat patients. This is what you're going to get in this course. So if you want to read up or refresh on any of these topics, this is your resource. One of the things that didn't occur to me until well after I was done the course is that they pull off a pretty neat trick in the design. So I'm going to tell you about it. The course is strictly text-based. So when you click on it, when you progress through it, you get a screen's worth of reading, which is fine. There is a feature on the screen, though one of them that I like is a drop-down box called Tell Me More. And if you click on that, you get a small portion of additional reading that isn't otherwise visible on the page unless you click on it. And if you click on them, there are some of the most interesting and perhaps controversial ideas and concepts in the course. So don't skip them. There is another feature at the end of each module. There is a screen full. It's more than a screen full of what they call like next steps or, you know, kind of what to do next. And it is full of suggestions, and most of them are links to high quality resources right there. There's heaps of research, as you would expect from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And that's when I realized the trick they pulled off in the design. When you're clicking through the course, you're just reading it, what you're getting is kind of the tip of the iceberg, what you're seeing there on that one screen of reading. And that can be all you see. If that's what you want, that's fine. But there's so much more to explore to these topics and to these issues. I think that's one of the reasons the drop-down boxes are handy. They allow you to kind of take it in stride. When you're ready to read more, you click on it, and there you've got it. And then those next step features at the end of each module, whoa, like it starts to all sorts of paths that you want to go down. You can go down. So I think what they've done is they've made this enormous topic accessible because they start us at the tip of the iceberg. And then when you're ready to dig deeper, there's layers and layers of information there that you can go into, really high quality stuff. I'm going to talk about those layers in a bit. But first, I want to make a plug for how efficient this is as a resource. Yes, I think it's efficient. I think it's a good use of your time. And I'll tell you why it's efficient. The resources are all in one place. They're from a very trusted service, HHS. And the resources are grouped thematically. So if you have an argument to make or you're getting ready to give some sort of a talk and you need to talk to any audience about maternal health, go here. In a way, it's kind of a one-stop shop for data and for stories. Now back to those layers. This course uses data to expose layers of infuriating reality. Let me quote you from some of the text. Over the past 30 years, the maternal mortality rate in the U.S. has doubled. Black women were 3 to 4 more times more likely to die during pregnancy, childbirth, or the postpartum period, regardless of income or education level. American Indian, Alaskan Native women were 2 to 3 more times likely to die. And then they explain in a very hard-hitting sentence, social determinants of health do not fully explain disparities. So we're getting down another level deeper. They point out that the healthcare professional has a role to play, saying, quote, make sure you deliver the highest quality of care to all women. In part, this means going back to the basics of care, connection, and compassion. They say the bottom line is you can improve your quality of care by understanding, respecting, and responding to a patient's experiences, values, beliefs, and preferences, end quote. They also front that this is a challenging process. They say, it requires courage and self-reflection. It is normal to experience feelings of discomfort, anger, guilt, or sadness when exploring topics in this course, end quote. They give a whole module on self-awareness. But while we're on the topic of self-awareness, back to the if you have to make a case about maternal health to some audience, let's say you know you're dealing with some folks who can get a little spiky at the mention of terms like bias or stereotype. Well, check this out from this course. Check these definitions out. Quote, biases are mental shortcuts that help us simplify our complex world. I think that was really nicely put. I think that's a great definition. It might be handy. How about this one about stereotypes? Stereotypes are common, but when left unchecked, they may cause you to treat a patient based on assumptions instead of as an individual. Again, I think that's quite nicely put. If you're looking for more handy phrases like these above, check out our episode prior to this on the New York City Health System's Language Use Guide. Okay, here is another, I think, strategic move they make that is handy. Because the numbers we're dealing with are so big and the concepts so overarching and sometimes overwhelming, it's easy to feel disconnected from some of them. This course makes it real so we can connect what we're reading, we can connect these big issues to the actual experiences of actual people with names. And they do this by having quotes from actual patients. Some of these people are well known, and some are ordinary folks like you and me. Some have positive experiences to share, but many do not, and they paint a picture that is infuriating, like I said before, chilling, not surprising. But it helps us see our own connections to health inequalities. Now, I want to make sure we're all embedding equity and intersectionality in our communication as we move forward, and that we can be strategic in the ways we're having these conversations across groups of people with varying degrees of willingness or reluctance to engage in these important topics. This has been 10 Minutes to Better Patient Communication from Health Communication Partners. Audio engineering and music by Joe Liebel. I'm Dr. Anne-Marie Liebel.
Thanks for listening to 10 Minutes to Better Patient Communication from Health Communication Partners, LLC. Find us at healthcommunicationpartners.com.